AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. All the stories we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. But first, Jones, we have tickets to give away to the Red Sox.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday.
Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Final chance on Jones and Keith. Be caller 9 to the contest line, 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, you'll score a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox take on the Angels June 3rd at Fenway Park. And caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. Give the code word, 2 tickets, Red Sox, Angels, June 3rd, Fenway Park, 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI. A couple more chances on WEEI Afternoons. Best of luck there.
Grab Bag. NBA playoffs are rolling right along. Last night, the Timberwolves' comeback effort fell short. After a blowout win in Game 3, they lose Game 4, 128-126. So OKC now 1 win away from a trip to the finals. They're up 3-1.
So 2 thoughts on this. Number one, what's wrong with Anthony Edwards?
Like, he had a tough go.
2 shots in the first half?
Yeah.
That was
ugly.
Jimmy Butler-esque, where it's just like you're not interested in the game. You're too interested in getting your teammates involved.
That was ugly.
Number two, OKC up 3-1. Feels like they're a foregone conclusion to go to the finals. They have a million draft picks in the future. I saw Windhorst talk about this today on Get Up. We jumped the gun with the Celtics a year ago. I think it's fair to jump the gun with OKC. Are they the next dynasty in the NBA?
I mean, they're certainly have sort of the blueprint set up for it, but I've finally been knocked down after the Celtics' failure this year. Maybe it is a lot harder to win 2 in a row now. I try to come up with an excuse for every other team that why they didn't do it, and like why, of course, that team wouldn't do it and whatever else, but I don't know. Are we in the era of one-off champions?
Maybe. But the Thunder were, the Thunder were better this year in the regular season than the Celtics were a year ago.
I'd be worried about Chet Holmgren.
Maybe the Thunder are just better.
Guy already broke his pelvis once. He's a stick, man. I'm telling you, he freaks me out there.
He is, but he's
worried about his health.
Unlike Porzingis, he's healthy when it matters.
Yeah, true. Tonight in the NBA, it is Game 4, Pacers and Knicks. Indiana is 2.5-point favorites after they failed to take a 3-0 series lead.
Yeah.
I'll still take the Pacers.
I'll take the Knicks, but that's just, I'm going down with the ship.
All right, NHL playoffs. First off, I want to thank my guy Brad Marchand. I was able to hit my sportsbook around pick of the week over the weekend. Yes.
Wow.
Brad Marchand, anytime goal combined with a Florida Panthers moneyline win.
I didn't realize this guy. I know you were close the week prior.
Well, it depends on what time you got in.
It depends on what time you got in there.
I did hit the Jaylen Brown points.
Oh, wait, so are you riding a couple of these in a row?
Yeah. So, nice. So finally a little bit of a turnaround.
Good for you.
Panthers, though, last night got shut out by the Hurricanes. So Carolina does not get swept.
No.
But Florida is still up 3-1 in that series against the Hurricanes. As for tonight, Edmonton, Dallas with the Oilers up 2-1.
I was literally just going to ask, what is that series at? 2-1.
2-1.
Okay, I'll still take the Oilers. Thank
you. All right,
you.
Fair enough.
Why are there so many songs about Redbird?
Red Sox taking on the Brewers once again tonight. 7:40 first pitch. That means 6:40 with the pregame show here on WEEI. Aaron Civale, former Northeastern great, going for the Huskies.
Huskies are going to the College World
Series.
Dancing. See that? How about
they're
that?
Dancing.
They're dancing on Huntington Avenue.
Northeastern and Holy Cross, I believe, representing New England, going to the big dance.
News to me, but
Huskies are in.
Credit to the Crusaders, yeah.
That big day for Aaron Civale and Adam Ottavino and Carlos Pena and Tristan Bessie.
That's pretty much all of them, yeah.
So Brewers, Red Sox tonight. Sox are going to send undecided to the Hill.
Honestly?
Not
kinda
bad.
Kind of make me like their chances.
Yeah, I kind of like them a lot.
I kind of feel better about undecided.
Plus 105 on the money line if you're feeling real froggy about the Sox. No look at the lineup yet. That'll be coming out a little bit later.
I imagine it's, Murderer's Row of like Narvaez, Sogard,
Hamilton, Toro,
3, 4, 5, something
stinks.
Like that.
Yeah. All right.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag.
All right, this came out while we were gone, but the all NBA teams were announced, I think, on Friday. And let me know if anything jumps out to you here, any snubs or any disagreements. First team, it was unanimous for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Nikola Jokic, Giannis, and Jason Tatum. They all received 100 first-place votes. The next highest vote-getter was Donovan Mitchell, so that is your first team. Second team, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, Steph Curry, Evan Mobley, Jalen Brunson.
Okay, so Brunson is on the second team. Okay, yep.
Second team, yep. He was the last guy on there, but he made it. Third team All-NBA was Cade Cunningham, Karl-Anthony Towns, Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Williams, and James Harden.
I think I saw Harden got an MVP, like a fifth spot MVP vote when the MVP voting came out last week.
No, he had four second team votes.
I'll tell you right now, a lot doesn't jump out there in terms of like anybody got snubbed. Mitchell as the last spot on the first team is probably right, but I think guys like Cunningham.
Yeah, I thought Cunningham, I'm surprised he was third. I thought he'd be easy second, maybe even that fifth spot.
Well, I was going to say, I think Brunson, I think Edwards, like I think all those guys had a real chance at the last spot on first team. Who was the second to last name? It was Towns, Halliburton.
Jalen Williams from Oklahoma City.
I was just going to shout out Jalen Williams. I got swayed by him in the last game of the Denver series, and the guy has been I never really got it with him until the last week. So shame on me for not getting it. But that's a deserving player there as well. It's another reason why OKC might be a dynasty.
And I also think even if Jalen Brown played it in three extra games, I don't think he makes it. Like he's not on that list.
Who's he getting?
I don't think he's taking.
Who's he making the team
on
over that?
And so you got two Knicks, two Cavs, two Thunder on there. So the next two guys that got votes that missed were Sagoon from Houston and Jaren Jackson from Memphis. And then after that, it's like a way, 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 way drop off. But I think that was
fitting. Like Sengun is not all NBA. Like, is that egregious? It doesn't feel egregious. No,
I wouldn't say no. Just call my
name and grab bag.
Tough news for the WNBA as Caitlin Clark is out 2 weeks with a quad strain.
What'd she do? She shoved down Angel Reese again? Is that what she did?
Might have been fighting Angel Reese.
Yeah, might have been.
There's a lot of mean memes about
her?
Angel Reese.
Oh, about Angel Reese, yeah.
Yeah, probably Clark too. But there's some mean memes, including apparently, and I didn't look this up, so I don't know if this is 100% true. Her field goal percentage, Angel Reese's.
Mm-hmm. If you take away her own putbacks?
No, just her field goal percentage in general. Okay. From like her shooting percentage in the WNBA this season, where she's trying to score, is lower than Jontay Porter's field goal percentage, who was actively trying to lose.
She's currently shooting 30% on the year.
Right.
Jontay Porter, who is throwing games,
right.
Shot a higher percentage than Angel Reese.
Brother of Michael Porter.
That's right.
Caught up in a betting scandal trying to shave points and lose games. Or at least
trying to lose.
Get the under on his props.
He wanted unders. Made more buckets.
And then what I want to know is what's her field goal percentage not on rebounding her own missed shot.
So the other day, somebody had a stat. She had like 3 points, 12 rebounds, and then in parentheses was like 8 of her misses. Like somebody's got to box out the shooter on that one.
All her rebounds are just her own misses.
In Jontay Porter's last season, he was shooting 38.5% from the field.
So that's nice. That's right.
It's good.
And he was trying to lose games.
Honestly, I'm really holding back from a Marcus Smart dig
just
here. But
it.
Yeah, keep
just leave it alone.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. You're happy now, Jones?
Yes.
Let's take a look at the weekend box office, Jones.
Marcus Smart, career field goal, by the way, 38.8%.
Higher.
Yeah, it's
but similar to a guy that was trying to lose.
But we should
games.
Be making Jontay Porter jokes about Marcus Smart. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
At the box office, Lilo and Stitch, number one with a bullet, $146 million for the live action Lilo and Stitch.
Live action.
I think CC and I are going to go see that bad
boy. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's one of your favorite summer pastimes.
Going to the film.
Yeah.
I love film.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a popcorn and call it a day.
Nice.
Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, $63 million. I guess Ken Laird did a review this morning on The Greg Hill Show.
Yeah, well, I heard secondhand his review was there were like two good scenes.
I did not see it yet. I'll tell you why in a moment.
Oh.
Third was Final Destination Bloodlines. Movie continues to kick ass. Thunderbolts was fourth. Sinners was fifth. Both good movies. In the case of Sinners, great. Something called The Last Rodeo was sixth. I don't even know what that is.
I assume
it's about the final rodeo.
Yeah, that's, what do you mean?
Coming in.
Very on the nose. Very aptly named.
Seventh place, the Tim Robinson movie Friendship, which I did see, and it is excellent. We recorded a Dork podcast on it. It's available now on YouTube. It'll be available on the Odyssey app around 10 o'clock tonight. We also have another episode, The Last of Us, Season 2. It's a little TV, a little movie, but Friendship, excellent. If you like Tim Robinson, like I do, if you like I Think You Should Leave, then you'll like the movie. If you don't like that, or if you don't know who that is.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
It might not be for you. Okay.
It might be a tougher 90 minutes for you if you don't know what it
is. But I heard you tell Shime. Because Shyam popped in and asked about Friendship. You said Sinners, Friendship, top two movies of the year.
Correct.
On the Rich Keefe board.
So far.
Nice. So far.
So
yes.
far. Yeah. We have a half a year to go here.
That's a good point.
I saw.
You haven't seen the live action Lilo and Stitch.
I did see Three Piles of Crap streaming this weekend. If you want to hear what those are real quick.
Oh, that wasn't the movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'd watch that if it's free. So I watched Fountain of Youth on Apple with John Krasinski and Natalie Portman.
Pile one.
Throw it in the trash.
Okay.
I watched Mickey 17. Very disappointed. I thought it was going to be great. It was on HBO Max streaming now. Robert Pattinson plays multiple Robert Pattins.
Pile two.
And the best of these three, but still not a great movie, was Fear Street Prom Queen, which is sort of like a spinoff of the previous Fear Street horror movie. It's a slasher.
Okay.
It's a slasher.
That's pile three. Yeah, no, yeah. Mickey 17. Nick, you saw that as well. You didn't like it either?
It was all right.
Yeah. You talk me into the premise. I don't see anything, but you talk me into the premise.
No, the premise is fun, but it's like, no.
Skip it.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go. Grab bag.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yes, but he did say he wouldn't play for the Bears. He was asked about this over the weekend. But he did say he might play for a team that plays the Bears this year.
He's so cute.
Maybe the Steelers.
Just sign with him.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the best NBA performers from last night. Jones, was it Jaden McDaniels?
No.
Including some good defense? No.
Chet
Holmgren. Oh, no, he had 22 points. Chet Holmgren, 21-7.
No.
Was it Nickel Alexander Walker?
No, he's playing nice, though.
23-4-6.
You say Nickel?
Nikhil?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Looks like that's what they call him.
Jalen Williams, all NBA performer, 34-3-5.
That's the guy.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 49-10.
No, you see, Doris called him a free throw merchant, is what she called him.
Free throw merchant?
Yeah, it's a
dig. She's done a lot this
season. Yeah, that's a dig.
Yikes.
I'm going with Jalen Williams.
Do you know what they call Lou Dort?
No.
I guess because he's so good defensively, the Dortcher chamber?
I didn't know that, but I was just about to say, you're entering the door. Throw him in the Dortcher chamber.
Yeah, the Dortcher chamber.
I didn't know.
He put a guy in the Dortcher chamber last night. It was like a 3-on-1, and he stopped it. I was like, oh my God, this guy's incredible.
That's good.
Yeah, watch out for the Dortcher chamber.
The Durantula and the Dortcher chamber. Those are good nicknames.
I kind of like it a lot.
Every day that I'm in making
grab bag.
Probably wondering who are the top baseball performers from yesterday, Memorial Day. Was it Dylan Carlson? 2-for-4 in a dong, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored in a steal.
I hope not.
Was it Tyler Stevenson? 3-for-5 with a home run, 3 RBI. Yeah. Was it Dalton Varsho? 3-for-5 home run. Mm-hmm. Was it Kevin Gausman? 8 innings, 1 earned run, 6 Ks, no walks.
Boy, this is tough.
Or was it Adrian Hauser? 6 scoreless with 6 Ks. Not great. Not a great game. Or a great day, really.
I guess it is Dylan Carlson.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Can I peel back the curtain for a moment?
Yeah.
Keefe is already bragging about that. Keefe has already bragged that he has a very, very good random baseball player of the day.
I would argue one of the great non-All-Stars of all time.
Okay.
Guy never made an All-Star team.
Wow.
Never made an All-Star team.
First clue.
played both hot corners.
Wow.
Also played for, although not primarily with, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay.
The Red Sox played tonight, hence it's on theme. Also played for the Snakes, Rockies, Orioles, Cardinals, Indians, Nationals, Yankees.
Wow. I was about to
guess.
It's
a pile of teams.
This guy probably made an all-star team. I was about to guess Terry Pendleton.
Nope.
No, and you didn't, I was waiting for the Braves. I didn't know the Braves.
So he's not a big average guy. Hit 236.
Okay.
So he'd run into some outs. He would punch out a lot.
A lot?
But.
What's a lot?
200
plus?
200 plus Ks.
Nice. Okay, good.
Led the league in Ks for four straight years.
Oh, wow.
However.
Who?
No. I was going to ask what he is. I didn't want to step on his toes.
All right. Broke into the majors in 07 with the Snakes. His last year playing was 2019. He was 20th in the MVP vote in 2009. Thanks to his 44 home runs and 102 RBI.
Oh, yeah.
Career 298 for dingers. So almost 300.
Richie Sexton.
Career home runs. No.
Oh, that was not a good guess, though.
Not Richie Sexton. Also had a 30.
That stat didn't get him in the All-Star game.
Isn't that crazy?
Sexton must have been in the All-Star. He must have made All-Star teams.
He also had a 37 home run season, a 32, a 30, a 28. Only drove in 100. Also a proud member of the 2020 club.
Wow.
The 44 home run season, he had 24 steals. The only year he
never made an All-Star team.
Never made an All-Star team.
Did
strike out 223 times that year.
What year was he with the Yankees?
He was with the Yankees in 13. 1 year with the Yankees.
Give me the teams one more time. I'm sorry.
Brewers. Snakes.
Yeah.
Snakes, Rockies, Orioles, Cardinals, Brewers, Indians, Nationals, Yankees.
Mark Reynolds. Is that right?
He got it.
Mark, he would grip it and rip it.
Mark Reynolds would take big hacks.
Mark Reynolds was swiping 24 bags a year.
Once. No, he only did it once.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm saying he did it at some point.
Yeah.
Did I had to have been.
Did they let him steal that year?
I had to have been smoked by the text line and the Twitch chat, right?
I don't
see it on the text.
I do see it on the text.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mark Reynolds.
I see
text. Not Mickey Tenleton. Not Randy Poffo.
No, not Randy Poffo.
Not Stone Shoes Dick Stewart.
No, Stone Fingers.
Oh, it says Stone Shoes.
I know, but it's Stone.
Mark Reynolds.
Pretty good. 300 home runs and never an All-Star team?
Arguably the great. Who is the greatest non-All-Star of all time?
We'll come up with it. That's what I mean.
Really?
I nominate Mark Reynolds. Wouldn't you?
Now that I've heard the stats, sure.
Brock Holt, All-Star.
Yeah.
Jackie Bradley Jr., All-Star. Mark Reynolds, 300 dongs, not an All-Star.
Well, 298.
298.
Yeah, but still.
He should do a Mr. 3000 and come back. Just to take big hacks and try to get two more home runs.
Mr. 300.
Like Pujols did last Cardinals season.
Abraham Toro at third? Mark Reynolds.
Still got some game in him.
Mr. 300 situation. I love it.
I think he's younger than Verlander.
Red Sox, get in there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag. Here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got the manager, Alex Cora, at 3:15, and you got a couple more chances to win tickets to the Red Sox and the Angels June 3rd at Fenway Park. Stay tuned. We'll get to the clip du jour next.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Ah, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, while it was a Tier Tuesday, we're talking cookout foods, as we were. You can check out the whole list on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. I had a little bit of a snafu. I'm not sure if this needed to be dumped or not, but it was. Give me that sausage, whether they be patties or links. Stand by that.
Yep.
Chips, pasta salad, watermelon, hard seltzer.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Frisky, grilled chicken, ribs, potato salad.
People are going to have an issue with that tier.
Probably. Well, there's the rib hard.
People
I don't know. We need a. I'm not sure. We need a ruling on that, I think.
It's a bodily function. I think it's okay.
Well.
What's the bottom?
Because I don't say hard O a lot. And then I kind of screwed up on that.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, the trash tier would be kebabs, fruit salad, coleslaw, and lemonade.
Yeah.
This is what happens. I'm off 3 days. I'm not on the radio for 3 days.
Yeah,
and then you just start saying the darndest things.
Well, just the day off, a lot of drinks.
I got to ask Ken grilling, what the ruling is even on that. Is that
drinks.
Allowed?
I think one slip up where it's clearly a mistake got like it. That is probably fine. If we're saying that.
over and over
term
and over again.
Over and over again in a segment.
Which
I think,
we should.
I think that's got to be dumped.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, but anyway, there's that. Anything jump out from, besides Keith's potty mouth there, anything jump out from the tears?
No, I was just, I was looking at the graphic on Instagram. I think you guys did a decent job.
Thank you.
I don't know that you
need. Are we too low on ribs? I feel like people are thinking we're too low on ribs and the chicken.
The chicken, I think, is a little low. I think a good barbecue chicken or whatever is good. The ribs, I don't go to a lot of cookouts where people offer up ribs.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more
seems like
of
a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I mean, a really good one,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Just sort of a general, I would never go. The coleslaw is an interesting one for me because I agree it's not that good, but every once in a while you get like fish and chips with a sneaky good coleslaw.
No, yeah. Well, if you're eating fish and chips.
But
yeah,
at a cookout, I don't need it.
Save it.
Yeah. I also don't need the seltzers. I mean, you have the beer.
Well, that's for me.
Is that more...
The beers are for me.
Oh.
The seltzers, I'm with you.
Seltzers are for you.
The seltzers are but people do like a nice hot day. They like a seltzer.
Yeah. Well, I do like to mix in.
Claw in the sun.
This is offensive, a girly drink every once in a while.
How dare you?
Sweet. Oh, I always have a little something. The Smirnoff Red, White, and Blues.
Seriously. Neanderthal.
I'm a hard O, too, not the other thing.
Yeah, well, careful.
A Smirnoff Red, White, and Blue, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a crisp.
That's good. I think I've tried that. It sounds good.
Sounds
like America.
Yeah. You got to have those next to the Miller Lights in the cooler, just a little mix-in.
I actually love all those. Yep.
No, well, that's priced.
It's fine. All right, so what do you got? You guys are talking to Cora today?
Alex Cora, because they play during the day tomorrow, as you guys are well aware, will join us at 3:15. So I'm going to have to ask a delicate way to find out why he lied to us last Wednesday before pulling crochet at 5 1/3 innings with 85 pitches.
Yeah, he did lie right to your face.
First time
talking to him since then. I forgot about that.
I've been lied to for years. I mean, covered Bill Belichick.
Right.
But I thought we had a different
relationship.
This hurts.
Yeah.
That I accepted. That was an abusive relationship, and I had accepted the abuse. I
thought the course.
We were cool with Cora. And he kind of, so I'm just going to,
good
ask
point.
That. Obviously ask about some other things. Marcelo Meyer. What do you think of him saying the clubby?
The clubby?
Yeah.
What's what the guy's called, right?
He doesn't have a name?
The clubby. He just got here.
Do you know how many people I know? Whoa. The clubby from
Worcester
drove his ass to
Worcester.
Boston because he lost his keys.
Yeah, yeah.
And all he goes is, the clubby.
I guess I didn't even know he said that.
I don't mind that.
Chuck? Huh. Or maybe have a nickname for him? Like
Clubby is the nickname.
That's terrible.
He's mentally been in Boston ever since.
You're just looking for reasons, Harvey.
Yeah.
No.
You hate Marcelo Meyer.
He hates Marcelo Meyer.
6 reasons in the first game, but now he's come around. Got a couple hits, got a double.
He was trying to fit in with the team in the first game. That's what he was. That's right. Went 0-4.
K's are big here, I've heard. We try to pile up like 15, 16 every game.
One of us. One of us.
So, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about this Celtics offseason where I don't care. If anybody wants Jrue Holiday, sure, take him.
Yeah.
I don't need to even know what the return is. If you're taking the player in the contract, you can have him. But Jaylen Brown, we're talking about Jaylen Brown, don't care for that. Interested in this offseason because I do have the dream that the Thunder win the title and trade for Giannis. I think that would help make this one of the craziest offseasons in the history of the world.
That'd be wild.
We'll talk some Patriots because I crowdsourced the rundown today, and everywhere I went this long weekend for me, everybody was like, so, how good are the Patriots going to be? Vrabel, huh? Mm-hmm. 10 games? 11 games? And I was like, you got them overrated, too.
You think they're the most overrated team out there.
I don't even think that's a hot take. I think they are definitively the most overrated team in the NFL.
Hmm.
What other team that was the worst team in football last year is now projected to immediately win 10 games and go to the playoffs?
Favored in 11 games is
it's ridiculous.
Is it
they were the worst team in football last year.
I did not expect to see
that. That got glossed over because you effed it up by winning the last game and then picking fourth. You were the worst team in football by a large margin. You've gotten back to credibility. That's all you've done.
Okay.
Why am I getting so angry so early? I haven't even started my show yet.
You've been off for a bit.
I got four days I need to unload on.
A lot of pent-up takes over there.
Alex Cora, 3:15. That's the most important part.
Okay.
Tune in.
Excellent.
Ted's going to hammer him.
More chances to win tickets to the Red Sox and the Angels on a 2 for Tuesday as well. So stay tuned for that. WEEI Afternoons, they come your way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on a Would You Rather Wednesday. Short show tomorrow, Keith.
Oh, wow.
But it's at 10 on WEEI.